Okay, so we're diving into Sex Talks, this live podcast, and it looks like it's well, right up our alley, you know. All about sex and relationships. For people who really want to kind of get into the nitty-gritty.
It seems like they really want to get those conversations going that maybe we don't always have, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like the things that, you know, we kind of dance around or just don't really talk about.
Right, exactly.
And they say that's, you know, that could cause problems. It can cause like misunderstandings and
Yeah, and even like stigma and shame and all
yeah.
sorts of things that don't really help anyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they're trying to I guess kind of break down those barriers and say, "Hey, let's just be open about this stuff."
Yeah. It's like they're saying, let's get comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know? Because these conversations can be a little awkward.
Oh, for sure. Especially like I think about when I was younger, like, "Oh my gosh." The just the thought of even like bringing up certain topics was like mortifying.
Yeah, I feel that. But I think that's exactly why this podcast is so important, you know? They're trying to normalize those conversations.
Yeah, totally. And one of the things they talk about that really stood out to me was consent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they really dig into it. They don't just say, you know, consent is important, which of course it is, but they like break it down.
Right, they talk about like what it actually looks like, you know? It's not just like a yes or no. It's an ongoing conversation.
Yeah. Like, how do you know if it's, you know, really enthusiastic consent or if someone's feeling pressured?
Totally. And they talk about how consent can be revoked at any time, you know? Like just because you said yes before doesn't mean you can't change your mind.
Exactly. And that goes back to like what we were saying before about communication being so important.
Right. You've got to be able to talk to your partner, you know, about what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with.
Yeah. And they even get into like the psychology of attraction. Like what makes us attracted to certain people?
That was a really interesting episode. They debunked some pretty common myths, like, you know, pheromones being the main driver of
Yeah, I
attraction.
was surprised by that too. But it makes sense when they explained it. Like there are so many other factors at play, you know.
Right. Like they talked about how mirroring body language can be a sign of attraction.
Oh yeah, I remember that. So it's not just about looks, it's about how we interact with each other, you know, subtle things.
Exactly. And the way they explained it, it just made so much sense. It's those little cues that we might not even be aware of.
One thing that I really appreciate about Sex Talks is how they bring in all these different voices and perspectives.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so important to hear from people with different backgrounds, different
They
experiences.
have guests from all walks of life, right? Different sexual orientations, gender identities, relationship styles. It's amazing.
It is. And it really helps to like broaden our understanding of what a healthy relationship can look like. You know, there's no one size fits all.
Exactly. And it kind of helps break down those stereotypes and just like show the diversity that's out there.
Yeah, it makes the whole conversation more relatable, you know, and less intimidating.
Absolutely. And then to like round things out, they talk about sexual wellness.
Yeah, which is super important.
And they make it clear that it's not just about, you know, the physical stuff.
Right, it's about the mental and emotional aspects too, you know.
Exactly. Like feeling good about yourself. Feeling comfortable in your own skin and having healthy boundaries.
It's about being empowered to make choices that are right for you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like taking ownership of your own sexuality and like feeling confident in it.
Yeah, and not being afraid to ask questions or seek out information, you know, because knowledge is power.
So basically what we've got here with Sex Talks is a podcast that's really trying to get people talking.
Right. And not just talking, but like really engaging with these topics in a meaningful way.
Open and honest dialogue about sex and relationships, understanding consent and what it really means, and getting into like, you know, the psychology of attraction. And then, of course, like celebrating all those different voices and experiences.
And really emphasizing that sexual wellness is about so much more than just the physical. It's about feeling good about yourself, inside and out.
Yeah, and it's like it's all connected.
Right. It's all part of being a healthy, well-rounded individual.
So after hearing all of this and all this stuff that we've talked about from Sex Talks, I'm kind of curious, you know, what do you think is a topic that we as a society need to be more open about when it comes to sex and relationships? It's something to think about.
It really is. There's still so much stigma and shame surrounding these topics, and I think the more we can talk about them openly and honestly, the better off we'll all be.
I agree. And until next time, keep those conversations going.
Absolutely. Keep learning, keep exploring, and keep talking.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to ask those tough questions. You never know what you might discover.
And remember, there's no shame in seeking out information and support. We're all on this journey together.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Catch you next time.